Okay, let's try that again now that we saved the file. It's still July 31st, 2014, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. We're picking up. Just recorded the previous episode of Stating the Obvious. Now, ready to drop another one on you. I'm geared up. I'm feeling warmed up. I'm still invigorated from the bike ride. I got the coffee flowing. I did a podcast. I ran my mouth. I got a bunch of shit on my system. Didn't get anything in the pile. And now I got something I want to talk about. This is going to be, we're just going to go into it. It's going to be a full podcast. I guarantee it on this one thing because there's so much here to talk about. Oh, God. Just brace yourselves. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. And shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. What I love is that there's an advertisement here for the Summer's Eve fucking vagina cleaning thing. Randy, what is it with you girls? I mean, why is it that cleaning your vagina is such a big deal? Well, I mean, women always try to perpetuate this myth that they're so clean and they have great hygiene. I can tell you that I have stuck my face between the legs of a sufficient number of women that I can tell you a lot of women out there have no fucking clue about personal hygiene. Talked about this before. I talked about the one girlfriend I had who was like, yeah, I don't wash my vagina. I just let some soap and water run past it and that's good enough. Like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. And that's why it smells like a goddamn dumpster down there. There's this advertisement here. It shows this photoshopped woman with a baby. She's got the baby in the little fucking carrier thingy that hangs on your stomach, and they photoshopped her into walking down a fashion runway, and it says about side effects include a swagger, and it's about, you know, this Summer's Eve, you know, your new strut. Yeah, that's what happens when you shower with our cleansing wash or touch up with a cleansing cloth. It's that extra boost that takes you to the next level. Yes, actually cleaning your vagina takes you to the next level. What amazes me is how women are like, men are so obsessed with their penises. Really, I've never heard a man say that cleaning his cock takes him to the next level. Okay, granted, this isn't really a woman saying this. This is an advertisement, probably written by a man, aimed at women, but you women are buying this shit. You're falling for this fucking pathetic shit. I mean, for you women, so you're a woman, you have a cunt. Does cleaning your cunt really take you to the next level? Does it? You know what takes me to the next level? Recording an episode of Stating the Obvious and fucking nailing it. Not stumbling over my words like I did in the previous edition, but fucking coming on like this, juiced up, powered up, warmed up, with a fucking mission and a purpose. Nailing an episode of the podcast, that takes me to the next level. Riding my bike 25 miles in 2 hours like I did this morning on a beautiful day, enjoying myself with no music to distract me, just hearing the sounds of nature as I ride down the trail. That takes me to the next level. Finding a woman who has sufficient hygiene skills to actually clean her fucking vagina once in a while and to shave her armpits. That takes me to the next level. For you, what takes you women to the next level? I used a cleaning cloth from Summer's Eve on my vagina. It's pH balanced. Right here it says, pH balanced and gynecologist approved. They work with your body so that you can discover a new way to feel. Hail to the V. That's what it says. Hail to the V. SummersEve.com. And you women, really? You read that shit and you want to go buy that product, and you don't understand why I believe you should, not that you do, that you should make less money than men. You don't understand why I believe women should not be CEOs. Are you women really? And most of you are. Yes, I know there's a few women out there who are not so gullible that, you know, they read it. Oh my God, I give you. But most of you are. All right, gullible. Hold on. I need a drink. It's not a martini, it's just water. Damn it. Now I need the computer to stop doing stupid shit. All right. What? Oh, thank you. I am the Great One himself. This is Stating the Obvious podcast from Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. In the control room over there reminding me to do all of the intro stuff is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us an email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. This is what we're going to be reading. This is from Elle Magazine. I know I get a lot of material from Elle Magazine. I can't help it. It's a treasure trove. This is an article called Hear Him Roar, and it is about this guy. And I read the entire thing. I was looking for the bits I was going to read. Every paragraph of this is priceless. So this is going to be probably the entire podcast episode. It's going to be me reading this and responding. Here we go, because we got to get started, because there's so much here. And we're not going to do a two-parter on this. Here we go. A football star turned woman's studies student. Jackson Katz has devoted his life to convincing men that they're the ones responsible for stopping sexual violence. He's been called everything from mangina to castrated, but the world might be catching up to him. Yes, and again, let us begin here. Only men. Why, that men are responsible for stopping sexual violence. Why are men responsible? Well, because women aren't. Because you see, men are agents. Women are objects. Why, women can't be held responsible for sexual violence. Women can't be held responsible for anything. If women cannot do anything at all to control sexual violence. Only men can control sexual violence because only men are agents. Now, of course, never mind that, as I've said before, remember, every rapist has a mother. But see, women can't do anything. It's never occurred to women to raise their male children to not be rapist. That's just never occurred to women. There's nothing women can do to prevent sexual violence. It's never occurred to women that they should have a husband to help raise the children so that the husband can teach the male children how to behave towards women, how to be a manly man, right, and to score the babes, but at the same time to do so without having to resort to the initiation of violence against women in order to get sex. And of course, keep in mind as you go through this that, you know, a mangina like Katz has a very different definition of sexual violence than an actual man does, right? For Katz, sexual violence means if a man has sex with a woman, then she's been raped. Whereas normal people recognize that every time a woman has sex with a man, she hasn't actually been raped. Even though that's what the manginas and the white knights and the feminazis and the femistatists would love you to believe. Okay, but of course, again, remember, women just can't do anything about this. Women are just fucking helpless. They can't do anything about it, but they don't understand why they don't get paid the same amount of money. But women should be CEOs of corporations. Women should be politicians. Women should have jobs, but women can't do anything about sexual violence. Why, no? What could women possibly do to prevent men from raping women? I mean, it's not like women are the mothers of every male child that's ever been born. It's not like women control the public school system. What opportunity could women ever have to teach young males they shouldn't rape other women? Why, expecting them to do that, that's just too much. No. You just don't worry your pretty little head, honey. You just sit there and you let the men be responsible for everything because you're a girl and you can't have any responsibility for what happens to you or for what your children do. or what your students do?
Because you care about the children. Oh, I want to be a teacher because I care about children so much. But it never occurred to me to ever mention to my students that raping other people is wrong. Because I care about the children. Now, raise your hand if you have to go to the bathroom, because remember, I own your body while you're in my classroom, and I just want to get off work at 3 o'clock so I can go start getting drunk, and I don't really care that your parents don't get off until 5, and so that means for 2 hours, it's like, what the fuck do you do with your life? You have no adult supervision. But, yeah, and I love having the summers off, because oh, I care about the children so much, and in the summer, I can just travel and still get paid for it, and oh my god, but I can't be responsible for sexual violence. It's because of men. Icky. Ew, boys. Boys are icky. Ew, I love the children.
That's just me warming up. Swarthmore College's leafy campus in suburban Philadelphia looks lovely in brochures. But in autumn, when night falls early, the long paths leading between buildings are lonely and surprisingly ill-lit. The campus was especially eerie on a windy October night, just before Halloween last year, as Jackson Katz took the stage in a concert hall to talk about sexual violence that the college's young men have been perpetrating. Yes, even here at this posh private campus, on its young women. Yes, the college men, they're perpetrating violence on the women. Oh, and it's so scary, because the paths that you walk on, oh, they're so dark. They're dark. It's dark at night. For college girls, see, this is a revelation. At night, when the sun goes down, it's dark outside. It's so scary. And of course, well, you can't expect a woman to, well, get a flashlight. Right? I mean, that's misogyny. You actually great. Greatest moment in the recording of Stating the Obvious ever. I took the article I was reading and I threw it and it landed on the keyboard in here and I stopped the recording and I'm like still ranting on and Randy's like, hey, dumbass, you're not fucking recording anymore. I'm just going and going and going and not a fucking word is being recorded. Yes. Welcome to my world. All right, you can't expect a college woman to carry a fucking flashlight? No. Why, if you think women should know that it gets dark outside at night and take a flashlight, well, that's rape culture. You hate women. Only men, those damn men who perpetrate violence on those girls, we need to round them up and give them a good stern talking to. Because for 12 years of public education, not a single fucking teacher ever mentioned, don't rape women. The entire 18 years they lived at home with their mommy. Never occurred to their fucking mother to mention to them, don't rape women. Now they're in college, and finally, for the first time in their life, somebody's telling them, hey, you know, you shouldn't rape women. Because, God, you women, you make such great mothers. You're great parents. You're such great educators. But, gosh, there's just nothing you can do. You're just so helpless. You can't carry a flashlight. You can't teach your children not to rape. And, of course, it makes sense that women can't teach their children not to rape, right? Because what is the conversation about rape? This is the condensed version. You have to say to a person, look, you shouldn't have sex with a person who doesn't want to have sex with you because that person owns their own body and they control their body. If they don't want to have sex with you, it's their body and you can't violate that because then you are taking away their self-ownership. But then, of course, you have to explain that then, you know, an intelligent child would say, well, mother, if people own their own bodies, why do I need permission from the government to get married? If I own my own body, why do I need permission from the government to smoke marijuana? If I own my own body, why do I need permission from the government to drink alcohol? If I own my own body, and you know, on and on and on ad nauseum. And so, of course, no parent wants to have that conversation because people want to be slaves. People want to obey the government, pay their taxes, and be slaves. And so no woman, no parent, and most no father, well, you know, fathers too, most of them out there, they cannot explain to their male children why raping women is wrong, because if you throw aside, if you ignore the concept that people own their own bodies, which is what you have to do to be a statist, then how exactly do you justify rape is wrong? Other than it's, well, it's against the law. Okay, well, great. Well, being a Jew and not being in a concentration camp was also against the law, so it must be okay, right? Being an American Indian and not being on a reservation, well, that's a law, so it must be okay to put them on, right? Being Japanese on the West Coast, not being in a relocation camp was against the law, so it must be okay, right? So if the only argument you have for rape is political correctness against the law, whatever, well, that doesn't really help. That doesn't really help to explain philosophically to anybody so they have an understanding of why rape is wrong. And this is why parents can't explain to their children that rape is wrong, other than just that these parents are cowards and they're stupid and they're statist. But how do you approach the notion of rape without embracing the fact that people own their own bodies and that they have property rights over their own bodies? But our entire statist system is built upon denying the fact that people own their own bodies. That's why you pay taxes. That's why you have to get a identification number from the government to get a job, because the government owns your body. You can't work for somebody else without a social security number, because the government owns your fucking body. That's why you have to raise your hand in class to go to the fucking bathroom, because a teacher represents the state, and when you're in her classroom, she owns your body. Three months earlier, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights had opened an investigation into Swarthmore, reviewing charges that the school had failed. Remember, the school, like the school is a person. No. If there's any failure, the school did not fail. Somewhere, there was an individual. There is one person who is responsible. I love it. The corporation, BP dumped oil. Really? The corporation dumped oil? No. Somewhere, there's one guy who dumped oil into the ocean. And this, again, this is why all of this shit happens, because nobody is accountable, because everybody hides behind the court. Well, the government, no, the government didn't do shit, right? The government shot Vicky Weaver. No, there's one guy who shot Vicky Weaver. You know, the government conducted these experiments. No, there's some people who did this. A person was ultimately responsible. A bunch of people helped. Corporations, schools, government don't do anything, because those are not people. They are not entities. The school had failed to properly handle sexual misconduct. In response, a group of students had invited Katz to speak, but this was no take back the night rally of what Rush Limbaugh types like to call furry-legged female fanatics. And this Katz guy has some kind of vendetta against Rush Limbaugh, as we'll see. About 300 jocks, Greeks, and geeks filed in alongside the gender studies students. Now, calling feminazis furry-legged female fanatics is wrong, of course, but we can refer to the male population as jocks, Greeks, and geeks. And yet, the femistatists don't understand why some men have some hostility towards them. I can't figure it out. When I say femistatist, I'm misogynist and I hate women and it's rape culture, blah, blah, blah. But when men are referred to as jocks, Greeks, and geeks, well, that's totally okay. Because see, we can insult men, we can call men names, we can come up with labels for men, but you can't do that for women. But women are equal. Oh yeah, women are equal. They can't walk in the dark at night, but they're equal. In fact, Swarthmore is one of 55 colleges and universities under federal scrutiny for alleged violations of Title IX. a 1972 law that mandates equal educational opportunities for women. Yes, because women in colleges are suffering so fucking much. That's why they keep going to college of their own free will and going into debt for thousands and thousands of dollars to get worthless degrees in things like social work and hyphenated studies and puppetry. Yes, yes, you're so oppressed. So fucking oppressed. According to the theory behind the cases, schools without adequate plans to prevent sexual assault or the means to help victims if an incident occurs make it impossible for women to get the same education as men. It's impossible for women to get the same education as men because women are, for the most part, majoring in math avoidance. Women don't get the same education as men because men are going to school for science, technology, engineering, and math. Women are going to school for hyphenated studies, social work, and puppetry, and international relations, and communications. That's why women don't get the same education as men. And of course, the standards are lower for women because women aren't even smart enough to know that outside, after the sun goes down, it's dark. And if you're afraid of the dark, you might want to buy a fucking flashlight because that's patriarchy. Right? So when your excuse for every fucking failure is men, well, women get raped. Well, only men can prevent that. Well, it's dark outside at night. Well, men need to install more street lamps. Right? When every aspect of your life in which you fail, you blame it on men, you're never going to be able to achieve what men achieve. Because men, I'm using the term men not to refer to everybody with testicles and a penis. I mean real men. Real men admit up to their faults and they fucking go balls to the wall and they accomplish shit and they fail and they take responsibility for failure and accomplishment. Femistatist, to differentiate femistatus from women, real women, who do take responsibility for their mistakes and do seek to improve themselves and do not blame every failure in their lives on other people, specifically men and circumstances beyond their control. Femistatists, of course, are objects. Femistatists believe that anything bad that happens to them is because of someone else, usually men. This is why femistatists cannot get the same education as men. Women, again, the terminology, women means real women, men means real men, okay? Femistatist means women who are not real women, real women, and yeah, we can argue about real women and all that shit too. And then, of course, femisimp is the word for men who are not real men, but men like cats. All right, terminology, good, done. This is why femistatists can't get the same education that men and women get. Because femistatists are going through their life looking to be victims. What? God damn it! We're that far in. All right, I got a lot to read. I got a lot to talk about here. Did I mention there's a lot to talk about? All right. If there is such a thing as a stereotypical male feminist activist, Jackson Katz probably isn't it. Oh, he's so amazing. Listen to, as we read this, like the hero worship. Anyway. Striding on stage in black jeans, a brown sports jacket, and hardy Skeecher boots, he's stocked. And again, this is a fashion magazine. It's what is he wearing? Hey, let's talk about his clothes, because that's really fucking critical, because we shouldn't judge people by what they look like, but let's be sure we talk about what kind of clothes he's wearing. Fucking shallow bitch. This was, of course, written by a woman. This was written by some bitch named Nina Burley. I lost my place. Hang on. He's stocky, weather-beaten, and pugnacious. Sounds kind of insulting. A former high school football star whose accent betrays his Boston area roots. He's, dare we say it, a man's man. Except perhaps for the tiny diamond earring studs that wink from his earlobes. No, honey, he is not a man's man. I know you think he is. But I'm pretty fucking sure you don't know what a man's man is, unless by man's man you mean Yeah, bend over, be a man's man, yeah. He's also the first man to graduate from the University of Massachusetts Amherst with a degree in women's studies back in 1982. And so he took math avoidance also, and is now one of the most prominent voices in the pro-feminist men's movement in America, if not the world. Oh, what a great accomplishment. I'm the biggest male feminazi on the entire planet. Woo! Well, haven't you aspired to greatness? The male feminist community is small. Yes, in more ways than one. They are small in numbers, they are small in IQ, and they are small in penis. And they're small in the amount of women they've actually had sex with, which is why they are male feminist, which is why they are femisimps. All right. With its own magazine, Voicemail, books and leaders like Katz direct their messages, theoretically at least, to other men. For more than 20 years, Katz has argued that men, not women, should be responsible for stopping sexual assault. For 20 years, he has argued that women are incapable of controlling what happens to them because you're just objects, girls. Yep. You cannot stop sexual assault. If a man tries to sexually assault you, you cannot fight back. You cannot defend yourself. There's nothing you could have done building up to that to have prevented this from happening. You go through life and whatever happens to you just happens to you. You cannot control it because you're just a poor little girl and you're just an object. There's nothing you can do to make your life better. You just need to totally rely on men to do everything. Women can't do anything for themselves and should be completely dependent upon men. Wow, that sounds like the patriarchy. I'm starting to like this guy. With several books, including The Macho Paradox, Why Some Men Hurt Women, and How All Men Can Help, and documentaries under his belt, and a TED Talk that's gone viral. Oh my God, it's a TED Talk. Oh, fucking white people just love TED Talks so much. I mean, Dave, a TED Talk. I'm gonna cream myself. Katz is a sought-after speaker who this year will travel to South America and Sweden, among other less exotic locales. Well, man. Or could it be that he saw an opportunity to get paid money to talk and travel around the world by essentially doing nothing? He also co-founded a company, MVP Strategies. He's trying to be all sportsy and stuff. See, if we can tie being a femisimp to playing sports, oh, look how many men we can get to be femisimps along with us. Oh my God, so let's talk, we'll call it MVP Strategies. Oh, it's Most Valuable Player, get it? Oh my God, I'm so smart. Oh, I'm so clever. He also co-founded a company, MVP Strategies, that trains men who witness misogynistic behavior from ugly talk to actual violence. Now remember, talk, even talk, talk, words to femistatus are violence. This is where hate speech comes from. This is where your so-called freedom of speech gets eroded. All that's hate speech. From ugly talk to actual violence to step up and stop it. MVP stands for Mentors in Violence Prevention, as well as Most Valuable Player. And the firm's client roster includes what seems like every mega macho institution on the country. The Patriots, the Vikings, and 7 other NFL teams, the U.S. Navy, Army, Air Force, and Marines, a handful of Major League Baseball teams, and many of the country's top university athletic departments. And in 2013 reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, Congress specifically required that colleges give bystander prevention training to new students as part of the broader sexual assault prevention strategy. We live in a country where Congress has to pass a law against being violent against women because men don't know that violence against other people is wrong? Oh, that's right. They've never heard of the non-aggression principle. Because you're not allowed to tell children about the non-aggression principle, because then statism would collapse. Isn't it amazing? Did you ever stop and think, my fellow ANCAPs, do you realize how many problems in our society, namely 99% of them, would just be eliminated if children were taught the non-aggression principle from day one? Non-aggression and property rights. That's all you need. But no, we gotta, it's pass laws. I mean, like, we have laws against murder. Really? I mean, really, you actually, this is the same thing I say about Christians. Christians are people who are so fucking stupid. And the Jews as well. That, wait, Moses was the old commandment, right? And the Muslims, wait, stand by. Potentially, no. All right, never mind. So I was looking out the window, cute girls. All right. God, I just lost my train of thought. I thought about girls. Everything's dead to me now. Deep breath. Christians and Jews, and possibly Muslims, I don't know, are people who are so stupid that God had to get a rock and write on the rock, "Thou shalt not kill," because they didn't know that killing other people was wrong. The average American saying, well, the government has passed a law against killing people. Why? Did you seriously think that if there wasn't a law against killing people, that it was okay? We have to have a Violence Against Women Act. Why? Because the population of the United States, which is statist, which has had 12 years of public education, 4 years of college, which was raised by women, they don't know that violence against anybody, but they don't know that violence against women is wrong? I mean, how do you make it to 18 years old, 12 years of public education, and a mother who supposedly is this wonderful parent because women are so intelligent and compassionate and wonderful and moral and all this other shit? How do you get to be 18 years old and go to college and need a law to force people to tell you that violence against women is wrong? How do you not know that? How do you not know that? And the answer is because, in our society, we are not allowed to talk about the non-aggression principle and property rights. Because statism would collapse. It's fucking pathetic. It is fucking pathetic that you little fucking shits out there, I'm talking to you, you 18-year-old shits right now, you're going to college, you're already stupid because you're going to go into debt for a fucking worthless degree, most likely, except for those of you going to the STEM shit. But anyway, it is fucking ridiculous that you little shits have to be told that violence against other people is wrong. And you're the smartest generation ever. Oh my God, you're so fucking intelligent. You're so fucking smart. You have Google. You know everything. But you don't know that violence against other people is wrong. And so there's be a law passed and billions of tax dollars collected and spent to print brochures and enforcement and force the colleges to have a specific class to bring you all in there and say to you, hey, boys, did you know that taking a baseball bat and hitting a girl in the face with it is wrong?
Well, I know you've never been exposed to this before in your 12 years of public education. I know your mother never explained any of this to you, so now we have to tell you.
I don't know what's more fucking disgusting. The fact that the government mandates this shit, the fact that faggots like cats make money talking about this shit, or the fact that you little 18-year-old shits out there who think you're so fucking smart actually need the government to tell you that violence is wrong, while of course supporting violence. You support the war on drugs, you support the war on terror, you support 8-year-old boys having their penises touched in airports, right? You support violence all over the place. You support the state, which is violence. When somebody tries to shut down this podcast and silence my free speech, when the government comes to kill me, just like they killed the people in Waco, just like they killed Ruby Ridge, just like they put the Japanese people in concentration camps, just like they put the American Indians on reservations, when all of those things happen, you support that. You support violence, and that's why you need to be told that violence is wrong. Because you have no idea that violence is wrong. You're totally fucking okay with violence. Hey Randy, the odds of us finishing this in this podcast are zero, just so you know. Just so you know, there will be a part two. I know, you hate me. It's okay, I'm used to being hated. Tonight, Katz is lecturing, however, and he starts by ticking off the epithets regularly directed at him from men. Pussy, mangina, Dr. Castrated. You forgot femisimp, you dumbass. In other words, I'm not a real man, he sneers. A lot of guys are silenced. A lot of guys don't intervene because they don't want to be called mangina. No, a lot of guys don't intervene because they're not manginas. See, that's the thing. If you're not doing what he wants you to do, it's because you're afraid. It's because you're a pussy. See, if you're not being a pussy like he is, that's because you're a pussy. He scrawls a sentence with a squeaky black marker on his easel. Oh God, this is great. Anyway. John beat Mary. What are other ways to say this? He asks. Some in the audience, probably the women's studies major, know this exercise. It's been around for years. Mary was beaten by John, one person says. Mary was beaten, someone else throws out. Then Mary was battered. And now, Katz practically shouts, Mary is? His marker squeaks angrily. Mary's a battered woman, a voice cries. John's not even in the sentence anymore, Katz affirms, still shouting. John is gone. See how we have victim blame? See? So you see how victim blaming is pervasive. So we take a sentence that says John beat Mary, and then we change the sentence so that John's... And see? Wait, now John's no longer in it. Well, okay, so Mary's a battered... Did she beat her? Is this really what... This is a women's studies exercise. Is this really what passes for intellectual? Let's try this. The government passed a law. Well, the government passed a law that you have to obey. The government passed a law that if you don't obey it, the government will come to force you to obey it. The government passed a law that if you don't obey it when they force you to obey it, they'll use violence against you. The government passed a law that if you don't obey it and you try to run away when they force you to obey it, they will kill you. The government will kill you. Do you see how now I've just proven that the government kills people? I mean, what the fuck is this shit? What this tells us is that women's studies majors are idiots. Okay? Mary is a battered... What is it? What did we end up with? Mary's a battered woman. Okay? Just because... And this, again, it all goes back to there's no responsibility for the women. The man did it. Okay, yeah. The man... Yes. Mary cannot batter herself. Well, she could. I mean, you can. Some people, you know, self-mutilation, people do it. But in this particular case, John is the person who was battering Mary. Okay, we get that. But again, Mary just has nothing to do with it. Why is John battering Mary again? Because Mary chooses to be in the same place as John? Because Mary's, what, dating him, married to him, is her friend, whatever? Because Mary can't leave the place where John is and go somewhere else? Again, because Mary is a femistatist, she is an object. She cannot be responsible for anything that happens to her. And this is why Mary will continue to be a battered woman, because Mary cannot change her circumstances. Mary cannot make the connection that John is battering me, and every time John batters me, it's because John is in the same place that I am. So if I go someplace where John isn't, John can't batter me anymore. Mary will never make the connection that she could learn self-defense. Again, the non-aggression principle 2.0, as Michael W. Dean says, that you will not initiate aggression nor accept aggression. So Mary's here. John comes up. John batters her. Why does Mary accept being battered? Why does she tolerate being battered? I don't know if anyone's noticed this. This is the year 2014. We have this thing called technology. Okay, you take your cell phone, you put it in video mode, you sit it down pointing at you, you get a video of the man hitting you, and then you fucking kill him. It's called self-defense. Why are women not allowed to engage in self-defense? Because the state doesn't want the slaves killing each other. The state wants the slaves. The state wants to be the one to kill the slaves. Also, because of course, if Mary kills John, then what's actually happened? First of all, Mary has exercised her property rights and her self-ownership. She has exercised her ability to defend herself from violence. Now, this is bad because this gives the other slaves the idea that they can also defend themselves. And at some point, some of the slaves might decide to defend themselves from the government. And we can't have that. The other problem with this is, of course, that it means John is dead. Now, if John is dead, John no longer pays taxes. He no longer does whatever job he's doing that serves the state and the corporations. And this also means that his broken DNA is removed from the gene pool. And of course, we don't want to get broken DNA out of the gene pool. We want to keep the broken DNA because the state wants more stupid people. It wants more broken people. It wants more criminals, because more criminals keeps the police, the justice system, and the prison system in business. So John battering Mary serves the purpose of the state. Mary defending herself does not serve the purpose of the state. Also, because we want Mary to be a victim, right? Because if Mary is a victim, by we, I mean the state wants Mary to be a victim, because if Mary is a victim, what does she need? She needs social workers, she needs welfare, she needs all of this fucking outreach shit that's funded by the government. And so all of these women who have degrees in social work and all this other shit, who would never get a job in an anarcho-capitalist society because there'd be no need for them, now they have a source of employment. So not only does the state need criminals to keep the state functioning, the state needs victims to keep the state functioning. All of this battered women shit cannot be prevented by the government, because if there are no battered women, the government loses huge amounts of power and revenue. You'll never learn that in your little fucking women's studies class, because your women's studies classes are teaching you how to be a fucking slave. They're teaching you how to be an object. And they don't have to teach very hard, because for women, it's pretty natural. Again, talked about it before, women are obedient. Talked about the study where half of the men shocked the puppy, 100% of the women electrocuted the puppy because they were told to do so by a person wearing a lab coat. Women are obedient to authority. You can fucking get your feelings hurt all you want. It's a fact. women are much more likely to be obedient to authority than men. So I've said before, there's 1 out of 1,000 women that will not be obedient to authority. There's 1 out of 100 men that won't. It's not that great of a ratio. It's not a big enough ratio. You know, the men aren't going to save our lives either. The men, there ain't enough men out there who can think for themselves to make a difference, but there's more than women. Women statistically are more likely to be completely obedient to authority. End of discussion. That's why women don't make history. It's not because of patriarchy. It's because women shut up and do what they're told. All these feminist study majors, they're not thinking. They're shutting their mouths and they're doing what they're told. They're believing what they're told to believe. Not one of them has fucking figured out that the state wants them to be victims because the state makes money that way. None of these fucking feminist studies majors are thinking. You're obeying and you're believing. You're not thinking. For the next 2.5 hours, Katz carries on in this vein, pacing, gesticulating, hamming it up like Tony Robbins on sociology steroids, all to reveal the myriad ways language protects patriarchal values. I bet he doesn't talk about how language protects the state. I bet he doesn't talk about how we don't call it theft, we call it taxation. How we don't call it slavery, we call it social security number. He shows a clip from his latest documentary, Tough Guys 2, featuring abusive rap lyrics and scenes from explicit porn. My God, rap music and porn. Yes, see this, here's the problem. Rap music and porn. When an image of a man viciously stretching a woman's mouth apart flashes on the screen, a girl in the row in front of me chokes and runs outside. Eventually, he quotes Martin Luther King Jr., as does everybody who is a fucking loser. Yep. Remember, Martin Luther King Jr. had sex with multiple women. He was a womanizer. Not saying that makes him a bad person. Not saying that. It's just fact. In fact, in my opinion, it makes him a better person. When I found out about he plagiarized, I was like, eh. But then again, it's like, well, he plagiarized in college. I mean, who gives a shit? Hello, who fucking learns anything in college, right? Plagiarizing your way through college is nothing to be ashamed of. Being a womanizer is nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you, Randy. We are nearing the end of this episode. I'm on the first page still. Oh, God. It's going to be so long. That's what she said. All right. Eventually, he quotes Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." Unquote. Okay, if people are silent, they're not your friends. They're your enemies. There's a lot of silence in male culture. Yes, that's because not all men are manginas. Most of them are, but there's a few of us who aren't. Sometimes men are rationally afraid of violence. We are also socially afraid. We don't want to be soft or not be a good fraternity brother. This is a leadership issue, he concludes. Leaders take a chance. No. Leaders lead people who are weak and stupid. That's because weak, stupid people need leaders. Filing out, a group of guys behind me confide that Katz left them underwhelmed. They already knew it's not cool to call girls bitches or to savor degrading porn or to rape drunk girls. Quote, "I expected to get some real tips about what I should do," said Senior Paul Cato said. "I didn't hear that." And here's why. Because if you want the real tips, that's another seminar that you have to pay for. Even if they don't pay for it, the college pays Katz to do it. Right? That's why Katz, again, look, They're paying cats to come in and talk for 2.5, 3 hours, whatever it is. I mean, look, here it is, people. Listen. Every person owns their own body. If you have sex with a person who does not want to have sex with you, you have violated their ownership of their body. That's wrong. Because would you want somebody to violate the ownership of your body? So if you don't want it to happen to you, then you shouldn't do it to other people, because people own their own bodies and they have a right to their own property. Their body is their own property. If you have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you, you have violated their property rights and you have violated their body, which belongs to them. Don't do it. Now, did that take 3 hours? Did that cost thousands and thousands of dollars? Why did that require me getting on an airplane and flying across the country and burning all kinds of fossil fuels that contributes to global warming that these little college students keep hearing about? No. You see, Katz is in this for the money. He's in it for the money. It's all about the money. It doesn't fucking take all this money and seminars and speeches to teach men not to rape women. It simply takes the non-aggression principle and property rights. But to talk about those, to repeat myself again, we have to talk about why the state is invalid, why the state is evil, why the state must be destroyed. But the state doesn't want that to happen, of course. The state wants you to remain slaves. So you can't tell people that they own their own bodies, and you can't tell people other people own their own bodies and you have to respect that, and at the same time say to people, you are slaves of the government. You need permission from the government to get married. You need permission from the government to drive a car. You need permission from the government to smoke marijuana. You need permission from the government to drink alcohol. That's why there's the confusion. It's not hard to understand. You just have to not be a fucking femisimp. All right. Yes. And so guess what, Randy? We are, by we I mean I, we're not even through the first page. I have two more pages to go. Play the music and let's do another episode.